Path of the Just. Okay. And this program is in cooperation with the Shema Yisrael Torah Learning Network. And we have Rabbi Botten from South Florida, who is with us giving a wonderful share today. If you click on the link in the banner line, there is all your materials, everything you need, including archives of the past week's share. There we go. Thank you, Sarah. I'll turn the microphone over to you, Rabbi.
All right. As we now begin the Masilat Yesharim, this is the first perek, and as I discussed in the last shiur, this one perek is sort of a summary of the basic underlying principles that are brought down in Derech Hashem and Dat Vunot, which are the two Sfarim that the Ramchal wrote, of the three that he wrote in the end of his life, Masilat Yesharim, the one we are learning now being the third and the last, that sort of bring together everything which the Ramchal taught. Derech Hashem and Dat Vunot, as we had mentioned, are the Sfarim that bring together his ideas, his philosophy, while the Masilat Yesharim is the working system of how to implement his ideas in the practicalities of your life. So the Ramchal tells us that without a goal, you don't know where you're going, or if you have arrived there once you've gotten there. And therefore he tells us, Yesod ha-chasidut v'shoresh ha-avoda ha-timimahu, שיתפאר ויתעמת אצל האדם מה חובתו בעולמו ולמה צריך שישים מבטו ומגמתו בכל אשר הוא עמל כל ימי חייו.
The foundation of piety and the root of complete service is knowing clearly and setting his belief what the reason for man's existence is and to where he should be directing himself and making his efforts all the days of his life. He's telling you, know your goal, know why you're here, know where you're going, have a purpose. We find that in this world that mankind as a whole is seeking pleasure, and in truth he really was created for that purpose, but not for the momentary pleasures of this world, but rather the pleasures that are of a supernal nature. And this is what the rabbis taught us, שאדם לא נברא אלא להתענג על השם ולענות מזיו שכינתו. That the sole purpose of creation of man was so that he should rejoice in God and derive benefit from the splendor of his presence. שזהו התענוג האמיתי. This is the true pleasure. ועידון הכל מהעידונים שיכול למצא, and it is the greatest of any pleasure that a person could ever possibly have. It's certainly beyond that which we can comprehend, because the place of pleasure and truth is in the world to come. It was created for that purpose. Makom ha'idun hazeh be'emet hu olam haba, as Ramchal tells us, the place of pleasure is in fact the world to come. Ki hu hanivra b'hachana hamitzterechet l'dvar hazeh, because that place was created in a manner by which we really can have that pleasure. Achaderech kedei la'agia el mechoz chefzenu ze hu ze ha'olam. But the way to reach that place, the way to reach the object of our desire, meaning the true pleasure, is through this world. Vu ma sha'amru zechon recha ha'olam hazeh domeh leprozdor bifnei ha'olam haba. This world is like a corridor to the world to come. Now, a little bit later, the Ramchal is going to show us an aspect of what, in fact, this true pleasure is. And in fact, there is some element of this true pleasure that is available for us even now, even in this world. Nevertheless, we're staying focused, though, on the fact that really the true place of reward is the world to come and not this world. Now, understand, Hashem desired to bestow infinite good, and we were created to be its receiver, as we've just stated. But for this relationship
to be one of perfection. Remember, God is perfect, and therefore what God wishes to bestow also must be perfect. The receiving end, meaning we, the receivers, also have to have some element of perfection in our receiving that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to grant us. Now, as an example, if a person was to come up to you on the street and he says to you, "Look, you're a nice looking fellow, you look like you could need some help, here's a whole lot of money." Now, certainly some people might think for the moment, "Wow, great, give me the money." But if a person was to think for a moment about this situation, he would realize that in truth, if he didn't merit the money, if he didn't deserve the money, there's a bit of embarrassment in accepting that money, accepting gifts. Well, in some hands, again, you know, there is a certain immediate pleasure that comes from it. My grandfather, Alav Shalom, used to say, the most expensive of all things is free. And in fact, that's very much the case. Because in a sense, when you take when you don't deserve, you're essentially giving up a little bit of who you are. And there's an embarrassment that comes with it, ultimately speaking. So therefore, it can't possibly be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would set us up in a situation where he's going to turn around and he's going to drop in our lap all this great reward, this unbelievable Ziva Shechina, the glow of his presence upon us, in a way that we couldn't possibly receive it. So therefore he set up a situation where we can accept without embarrassment. He set up a situation where we can gain merit. He set up a situation that in a sense is an illusion, because God doesn't need us, he doesn't need his prayers, he doesn't need anything from us. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make for us a situation where we could truly benefit, where we could truly receive without embarrassment. As the Ramchal says, "V'ayim sa'im ha'magim et ha'adam l'tachlit hazeh." The means that leads a man to this goal, "Hem ha'mitzvot asher tzivanu aleihem ha'el yitbarach shemo." It is the commandments. It is that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do that allows us to reach this goal. Allows us to merit receiving. Allows us to be able to accept with open arms that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has from the very beginning wanted, and not only wanted, but created us for the very purpose of receiving. So as they say, seize the moment. Makom asiyat ha-mitzvot hu rak ha-olam hazeh. This world is the place where you can accomplish this. Only in this world can the mitzvot be accomplished. Only now. Aken husam ha-adam b'zeh olam b'tchila. Man therefore was placed here in the beginning. Kedei sha'al yidei amsayim ha'ele ha-mizneim lo kan yuchal la'giya la'makom asher yuchal lo sh'olam haba. So man was placed here and given the opportunity and given a world that was prepared for this purpose, for the purpose of merit, in order so that he should reach the world to come, lervot sham batov asher kanalo ayidayim sayim ha'ele, that therefore here he could enjoy the benefits of that which he acquired in this world. It is what those of blessed memory have told us. Hayom la sotam umacha lekabel scharam. Today is to do them, and tomorrow is to receive the reward for them. Now, as I said before, it's not that this world is totally devoid of any true reward, meaning any true connection to God. So the only true perfection that exists is Hashem. It's therefore cleaving to Hashem that it is in itself a reward, and it is that good that He wants to give to us. The Torah, the mitzvot, these are God's will that He's expressed to us. One who grasps onto His will, one who is performing His will, one who's learning His Torah, he's attaching to God. He's cleaving to the divine. Kshetistakel od b'dvar tireh, when you look further into this, ki hashlemut haimiti hu rak hadvekut bo yibarach. True completion, true wholeness, is only connecting to God. V'umasha yadavar melech omer v'ani kirvat elokim li tov. But as for me, the nearness of God is my good, David HaMelech tells us. V'omer, achad she'alti met Hashem o tavakesh. I ask one thing from Hashem. Shifti bevet Hashem kol yimei chayai. I'll seek to dwell in Hashem's house all the days of my life. Ki rak zehu hatov, this is the good. V'kol zulat zeh she'achshivu b'nei adam letov enu ele hevel. Everything else is nothing. It's momentary pleasures. It isn't true. Infinite good, something which will be with you now and for the world to come. Now, in your attachment to God's will, ultimately, in the joy that one will have from the Shiva Shechina. Amnam, however, l'kshiyizke adam l'tova hazot, so now understand, as we said, it's only proper that a person should have to make an effort here. If he's going to make an acquisition of this incredible proportion, it should only be that our efforts should also in proportion be reaching out to God. It has to be that we make physical acts mitzvot. These are the mitzvot. These physical acts, these are what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. This is what this world is for. Nothing else. Now, earth, as it is at this time, is man's proving ground. It's a place created for the collection of spiritual merit, and it's also his testing ground, as passing tests gains one's merit. Very often I like to compare this world to a video game. Imagine oneself is in the middle of Donkey Kong, and he's running around, he's trying to go ahead and capture the princess, and as he's going, he's getting barrels thrown at him left and right. It's his job to jump over them. When given the hammer, it's his job to destroy these barrels that are coming at him. These barrels are all the various things in this world that try to prevent a man from coming to the mitzvot. Their physical barriers, their spiritual barriers, their mental barriers. Ultimately speaking, the goal, of course, is to meet with the princess. Ultimately speaking, the goal is to raise the Shechina and unify with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring about the redemption, bring about the world to come, and to then, in that time, receive the true reward for all that which we've done. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed man in a place where there are a lot of things that are going to hold him back from God. These are the physical desires. Because if he runs after those physical desires, he will be held back from this ultimate good. And again, remember, as we said, that ultimate good is the whole reason you were created. It's the whole purpose of existence. It's where you're running to and what you're trying to get to. Meaning, seize the moment. Do it. Judaism is about doing it. Sometimes I like to say Judaism, it's the Nike of the world. Just do it. All about deed, that which will bring about merit, and in truth, as we'll ultimately learn long term as we're going through the Mesillat Yesharim, it's not only about reward for your sake, it's about fulfilling that which God wanted, which is for you to receive this reward. As I say, do it for Hashem, fulfilling God's will without a challenge would not truly be something that will bring about merit. Therefore, the world is populated, as we said, many enticements. He's really put in the middle of a major war. Everything that happens in this world, be it good, be it evil, in his eyes, They are tests for man. Being rich, being poor, ha'oni mitzad echad, va'osher mitzad echad, being rich, being poor. This is a quick side. It says that before a man comes to this world, before a soul comes to this world, it's asked, do you wish to be rich or do you wish to be poor? Of course, as soon as you hear this, the first thing you want to say is, well, why aren't there more rich people? Well, it happens to be that the test of riches is extremely difficult. Think of it for a moment. Having riches, in many ways, is much more difficult than having nothing. Nevertheless, just something to think about. Because very often people get focused on the idea that money is some sort of reward or money is some sort of gift. Sometimes it's more of a curse than it is a reward. Everyone's individual situation is tailored to them. The whole world was created for you, meaning that you have to see this as your individual challenge, this is your video game, and nothing is here that you cannot accomplish. Let's continue. Kenyan Sha'amar Shlomo Amelach Alav Shalom Pen Ezba V'chachashti V'amarti Mi Hashem U'pen Ivoresh V'ganafti. Who is God? Lest I become satiated and deny, saying, who is God? Or lest I become impoverished and steal. Meaning the test is on both ends. Hashava mitzad echad, v'yisuri mitzad echad. Peace, when everything is tranquil on one side, and troubles on the other side. A person only needs to look at life and realize that sometimes when everything is going all sweet and wonderful, how often sometimes we forget very basic gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us, life, breathing. And when the troubles are upon us, lo aleinu, and it should never be upon any of us, sometimes also we forget. On the other hand, when this peace and tranquility is used right, we can seek out God and learn His Torah. And when troubles are upon us of the wrong nature, very often it helps us to strengthen, to get together with our loved ones, with the rabbis in the community, with our advisors, and leads to a boost in our service of God. Nevertheless, like I said, this whole world, though, be it good, be it bad in our eyes, is all a challenge. It's all part of our challenge. It's all part of fulfilling the divine plan, meaning that God wants to reward us. A person looks, he sees the war is coming from him from both fronts, from the back, from the front. Now if he can go ahead and he can win the war, he will be the complete man. He will be the one who will connect to his creator. V'yetze min haprozdor, he will come out from the corridor hazeh, this corridor. V'yikanes betraklin l'or ba'or achaim, he will then go ahead and bask in the light of life, of what God truly wants for us. He will there be in the palace of the king. He will be there with the princess. Ukfi ashiur asher kavash et yitzro, according to how much of a win, how much of a conquering he has made of his desires, v'tavotav, and his various wants, v'nitrachek min marchikim, and that which he distanced himself from, of those things which came to prevent him from reaching from that good. And all the efforts he made to run forward, to attach to God, ken yisigeu v'yismachbo, so he will have a conception of what's in his hands, and he will be happy with it. You know, even if you were to receive now, just as a shefa, just as a flow, boom, God handed to you all the rewards. You know what? If you didn't go through the challenges that God is setting up, you know, you wouldn't appreciate it. It would be a reward that you would have no benefit really from. You wouldn't be able to look at it be it from embarrassment because you didn't deserve it, or be it from the perspective that you don't even understand what's in front of you. Not only is the earth the place for challenge, its care, meaning our mission in this world to care for the earth, is part of that challenge. There's an individual challenge, and there's also national challenges. V'im tamik od b'inyan. Now, if you look further into this matter, tireh ki ha'olam nivra l'shimush ha'adam. This world was created for man to make use of. Amnam, however, hinei hu omed b'shikul gadol. Ki im ha'adam nimshach achar ha'olam u'mitrahek miboro. It's this big scale where things are sitting. And if man was to go ahead and he was to distance himself from his creator, as we said, the creator is all that which is spiritual and good, meaning God's will, if he distanced himself from that, from the mitzvot, from the commandments, hinehu mitkalkel umekalkel ha'olam imo, he will destroy the world, he will destroy himself. But if he takes control of himself, but if he turns ahead and he uses this world for the sole purpose of helping him to serve his creator, he will rise up, and the whole world will rise up with him. Ki hine alui gadol hu labriyut kulam biyotam mishemesh adam ha-shalem ha-mekudash b'kidushato yiparach. And this is all about one thing. This world itself is part of the mission. And therefore, when you make use of this world, the world will open up to you its doors. It will lend to you from itself to help you complete your mission. And in doing so, it also then will deserve its place in the world to come. Leave it at that. A person must understand that weight of the world rests on his shoulders, as we've said. Now regarding those stones which Yaakov took and placed underneath his head, Amar Yitzchak, during that evening, all the rocks, there were 12 rocks that he placed around his head, and all the rocks fought to come together, and each one wanted, he wanted that his rock, meaning that each rock wanted itself to be the pillow for this great and righteous man. The world was fighting to help him. In the end, when he woke up, it's one rock that was underneath. They came together for this one purpose. On this great point, the Chacham and the Midrash Kohelet tell us, see the work of God, it says in Kohelet. And the Midrash says, V'sha shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu et Adam HaRishon, when God created the first man, Natalo v'chaziro akol ilane gan, he took him and caused him to pass before all the trees of the Garden of Eden. V'amalo, and he said to him, Rei ma'asai, look at what I have done, kama na'im umshubachim hen, look and see how great this world is that's before you. The kol ma shebarati, everything I created bishvilcha barati, I created it for you. Ten datcha shelo tekalkel v'tahariv et olami. Listen, take heed that you don't damage and destroy my world. The world is there for you. The whole world is there for you. If you go and seek God, the universe will be there to help you. When you seek in truth, everything comes to the truth. Bottom line, man was created for his final status in the world to come. This world is only a preparation. This world is part also of what will be in the world to come, as we've just explained. But this is now the time to do. Man was not created for his state here, elabavur matzavo ba'olam haba, but for the state he will reach in the world to come. Elashim matzavo ba'olam hazeh hu emsa'i lematzavo ba'olam haba, meaning that this world, the state that's here, is only a means to the end for the state in the world to come, which is the bottom line. Aken timsa ma'amrei hamizunulcha rabim kulam v'sigunchad. You'll find many statements by the rabbis, and they all have the same basic ring to them. Medabim ha'olam hazeh l'makom uzman hachana. They look at this world as being the time and the place for preparation. And the world to come to be the place of rest, and to eat that which you baked, that which you created, that which you prepared already. And this is what the rabbi said. This world is like a corridor. And for him, the next world will be the place to go ahead. This is, and next world will not be the time to do. Hayom lasotam. Sorry, today is the day to do, umachar lekabel scharam, and tomorrow is the day to receive the reward. To receive a reward. Mish tarach be'er Shabbat, yuchal b'Shabbat. Who now goes ahead and makes the efforts before the Sabbath to prepare what he needs on the Sabbath, yuchal b'Shabbat, he in fact will go ahead and eat on the Shabbat. He'll eat on the Sabbath. Ha'olam hazeh dome le'yabasha, v'olam haba le'yam. This world is the shores, the world to come is the sea. You will find many statements of the rabbis along the same vein. Given the physical conditions of this world and what one must endure, it is not possible to say that this world is the purpose of man. It's impossible for a person to accept that this world is the whole purpose. Because what's this world? What kind of life is this? Mihu shesameach v'shalev mamash b'olam hazeh. Who really is truly happy, truly content in this world? Our days in this world is what, 70 years? Maybe 80 years. All the different things that we have to endure, trouble, sickness, etc. Not even 1 in 1,000 is really truly finding that this world is giving him anything that a person would possibly try and call some sort of absolute pleasure. V'gam hu v'yagia l'me'a shana kfar avar u'batel ne'olam. I mean, years goes by, everything is already gone, like he never existed. Now the soul is a chelek l'kai mimal, it's a piece of godliness from above. It couldn't have been destined for this world alone. There's nothing in this world that's capable of giving pleasure to the soul. Of course, there's the godliness, God's will, which is in fact in this world that the soul can have pleasure from. But the physical aspects of this world, what is there? V'lo od ele she'im tachlit b'riyat ha'adam haya letzorech ha'olam hazeh. If you were to say that this world was the whole purpose of everything, lo haya tzorich mifnizeh sh'tipach bo neshama kol kach chashuva, then why would God have placed such a valuable soul, such a valuable spiritual element, and high and above, this soul, as we spoke about, which is greater than the angels, created before the angels, why would he put it into this world? If this is the purpose, if this is the bottom line, if this is the end, and there's no true pleasure that comes to the soul from this physical world. Umash, And this is what we learn in Midrash Kohelet. V'gama nefesh lo timale, on the part of the pasuk that says, and so the soul will not be filled. Mashal lama hadavar domeh, what is this similar to? Mi'onim shenasa bat melech. You go out, if you take a person who, a simple man, a field man, and he marries the daughter of a king. He brings her everything he has in the world. It's nothing for her. She bat melech. She's the daughter of a king. Kacha nefesh. So is the soul. Elu hevetala kol na adnei haolam. Enam klum la. All the pleasure of this world are nothing for her. Lama shehi min elyonim, because the soul is from above. The fact is that the soul is forced to come to this world. V'chen amru rabbeinu zecha, al kochacha ata notzav, al kochacha ata nolad. Against your will, you were formed. Against your world, your will, you came to this world. Ki ena neshama ohevet olam hazeh klal. As you can understand, the soul doesn't love this world. El adarav moesed bo, it's sickened by it. Im ken vaday lo haya bore, habore yiborach briyat l'tachlit shehu neged chukah v'nimas mimena. It cannot possibly be then that God would create something that would be disgusted by the soul, and then He would stick it in it, and that would be its whole purpose. El briyato shel adam l'matzavo v'olam abhi. Really, the soul was created for the next world, and the soul was given now. Because now is the world, now is the time, now is the place to be able to, as we had said all along, to be able to bring about merit for the soul. And of course, when he's doing this, this whole world then is not something which of course is then going to be something despised, but it's going to be seen for its true purpose, which is something to prepare for the world to come. It's going to be a means to the end, and a person should enjoy the trip. A person should make use of his time in this world in the right way, and he'll have an aspect of the pleasure of the world to come even here, by attaching to God and by doing His will. All one has to do is to sit back and take a deep breath on Shabbat and truly, truly experience already an aspect of the world to come. Understand all that we can perceive the lofty nature of the Torah and the Mitzvot, that they are clothing to the King. V'hine achar she'edanu zeh navin miyad chomer ha-mitzvot asher aleinu. And we can understand now the material of these mitzvot. V'ikar ha'avodah asher b'yadeinu, and the tremendous value of this service that's in our hands. Ki hine elehem ha'emsayim. These are the means, ha'mevi'im otanu el ha'shleimut, that bring us to completion, ha'amiti, the true completion, the true purpose. Asher b'yadam lo yusag klal. Because without them, it just doesn't happen. We won't be able to accept that which God wants to give us, be it from embarrassment or be because, again, we can't even appreciate it. Torah and mitzvot raise us to the point where God can fulfill His will of giving us all that which He has intended from the beginning of creation. Cause and effect applies, and every nuance in the observance of the mitzvot has an effect on the reward and the world. V'ulam yadua ki ein ha-tachlit magia el mekoach kibbutz kol ha-emsayim asher nimsu v'asher shimshu lagiu u'kfi koach ha-emsayim v'shimusham ken yeh ha-tachlit anolad mehem v'kol ha-efresh katan shimatze b'emsayim tivachen toldato b'verur v'day v'agia zman ha-tachlit anolad v'kibbutz kolam kemo shekatavti v'zeh berur. It's understood, however, this is the full translation of this, and this is an important point. It's understood, however, that the attainment of a goal results only from a consolidation of all the available means employable towards its attainment. You make use of everything in the world to do this. that the nature of a result is determined by the effectiveness and manner of employment of the means utilized towards its achievement, meaning the quality of what you do, and that the slightest differentiation in the means will very noticeably affect the result. Don't do things right. If there's a question of the quality of what you're doing, there's going to be an effect on the result to which they give rise upon the fruition of the aforementioned consolidation. It will put the whole world together for its purpose, serving God. Given the importance of the mitzvot being particular about their observance, it is therefore clear. You can understand now why you should be very particular and meticulous on the observance of every single mitzvah, every single commandment, every single aspect of God's will. Kaisher yedakdeku shoklei hazahav v'apnim l'rov yikram ki dotam noled b'shleimut amiti v'yakar hanitzchi she'en yakar l'maaseinu. Because like you're careful with them, so will be the carefulness in the result, in the reward, in the world to come. And it's not just, like we said, about you. It's also about the carefulness and appreciation of that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that we fulfill His will so that He can give to us. We got to do our best to do what God wants, so that God's will is ultimately fulfilled, that we receive all the reward that He wants. Not for us, but for His sake. L'shem Shamayim, for the sake of heaven. Therefore, the Ramchal concludes, "Enu mebim ki ikur mitziyot adam ba'olam hazeh urak lekayem mitzvot v'la'avod v'la'amod b'nisayon." So the whole purpose of man in this world is to mekayem, is to perform and accomplish the mitzvot, to serve His Creator, and to stand up against all the trials. The Ramchal also places a setting for the world, v'hana'ot olama ma'olam, and have that momentary sense of tranquility to be able to go ahead and turn his whole direction the service of God. Therefore, practically speaking, therefore, we understand, however, that it's proper then that everything should be directed towards God. There should be no other purpose. In every deed that he does, in katan v'im gadol, be it small, be it big, but only to get close to God. Hamechitzot, hamafsikot, beno leven kono, to destroy all of the various partitions and separations between him and his Creator. Hena kol inyanei achomiyot v'hataloi behem. That means all the physicalities. That means the creature comforts that a person might get used to in this world that are preventing him from getting close to God. Those creature comforts are only there for you to use when you need to, in order to be able to serve God. Not to allow them to take you away. It's raining outside. How can I walk the walk to the synagogue? Forget it. No way. Too much. Too much. I'm getting wet. I'll get this. No, put on a raincoat and go. Ad shimashach acharav yibarach mamash kebarzel achar evan ashoevet. You have to be like the flint against the stone. V'kol ma sheyuchal lachshov shehu emsa'i. The kurva hazot, everything which you see is a means to getting close to God. Your dofa harab, run after that. V'yochazbo v'lo yapehu, grab it, don't let go. Umash yuchal avshoshuhu minia lezeh, and anything you can see as being something that's holding you back, yivrach mimenu, run from it. Kivureach min ha'esh, like one who runs from fire. Kinyan shneemar, ufka nafshi achrecha, bi the whole reason you came to the world was for this purpose, to accomplish getting close. Get rid of everything that's holding you back from that. And in fact, this entire sefer is going to be about changing who you are. This is his introduction. This is he's telling you your purpose, where you need to be going. This sefer now, step by step, is going to teach you how to change your very inner being to be somebody who is directed and focused in serving Hashem. Hine, achashidano v'parer etzleinu amitat klal hazeh. Since we understand now this general principle, yes, lachkor al v'atav l'fi madragotein. We have to look now into all the details of accomplishing this according to the levels. Mitchila davar, from the beginning, v'ad sofo, till the end. Kamoshe sidram, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, in the order that Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, the Mamaro, in his statement, said shalom. Shehevenu kvar b'hakamatenu, that Ramchal already brought us in his introduction. Rehem hazehirut, watchfulness, hazrizut, zeal, hanekiut, cleanliness, meaning being honest with oneself, not lying to oneself about what's right and wrong. Haprishut, separation from those things that will bring you to sin. Hatahora, spiritual cleanliness, meaning a mind that is not attached to those things which will bring you to thoughts of sin. Achasidut, piety, meaning doing all you can for your Creator, for the sake of your Creator. Ha'anava, through the character trait of humility. Yirat Achet, fear of, God forbid, doing something against your Creator. Vahakdusha, and being holy. Vata nivarem echad echad v'sait d'shmaya. And now one by one, Ramchal says he will explain them, and as we go through the sefer, he will explain them one by one. And this concludes the first chapter of the Mesil Isharim. And at this moment, I'd like to open the mic for anybody who might have any questions. Please note that I really didn't have time to take a look at all at anything that was typed in. So please note that I don't have in mind any questions at this moment. So any questions that anyone might have, please go ahead and either type them or to go ahead and raise up the mic. All right then, I wish everybody a good evening. It's been a pleasure. And God willing, we'll see everybody again next Monday at 5:30. And for those that are interested, we have a shiur every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. on how to learn Gemara. And everybody's welcome as well to go ahead and take a chance, take a time, take an experience in learning. If you go to the teachittome.com site where the link leads you, you'll find there the archive of last week's shiur. You will also find there the archive of last week's Gemara shiur. Be well and have a good evening.